ABC Radio Australia.
Well, staying with PNG, as you would have heard, who are proposing a 10-kilometre buffer zone along its land border with Indonesia. PNG's Defence Minister Billy Joseph told the ABC that this was up for discussion in trilateral talks with Indonesia and Australia. He says the zone would be a no-go area for military or government personnel. Mr Joseph says there's concerns that conflict in Indonesia's Papua region could spill across PNG's border. Oliver Nobendal is the project director of the Australia-PNG network at the Lowy Institute and told Evan Wasuka that the talks were a first for the three countries.
The significance is the fact that it's happening for the first time and that we haven't actually had something happen earlier. Trilaterally, there hasn't been much of a connection or cooperation seen before in the past. This is the first time that we're going to see this sort of level of cooperation between all three of the countries. And I think it speaks to something that has a lot of potential. I think it's also worth noting first that Australia is going to be sort of that middle ground that both PNG and Indonesia share. Now, Papua New Guinea and Indonesia do have a defense cooperation agreement, but that level of cooperation isn't to the extent that we see each of them exercise with Australia. I've always sort of described the dynamic between PNG and Indonesia on sort of both sides of the border, that we tend to practice some form of a bit of a selective ignorance, where we don't really know much about each other, nor do we try to make a very active attempt to integrate and partner more with each other as well. Look, it's the first time this meeting is taking place, and you know, I mean, for this meeting, you know, while it's to sort of allay Jakarta's concerns around the Puk-Puk Treaty, I personally would like to see this become a regular thing.
Papua New Guinea and Indonesia share land border. One of the areas of concerns raised by Papua New Guinea is about having a buffer zone, a 10-kilometer zone, in between the two countries. Mm-hmm. Is this a new concept, or what's your understanding around this suggestion?
Yeah, look, I myself haven't heard of this before, but I do understand sort of the logic behind it. The questions, obvious questions that come up now is sort of saying, is that zone going to be 10 kilometers into PNG, or is it 10 kilometers into Indonesia, or is it going to be 5 kilometers on each side? It's feasible. I think what we have to also recognize is that PNG Defence Force alone doesn't have the capacity to monitor that whole border that it has with Indonesia. So this is where cooperation is definitely necessary between both of the countries. The other question as well that's sort of raised by this proposal of a buffer zone is sort of asking what the issue is that's trying to be addressed or avoided. It's not monitoring a border for the sake of monitoring a border. Like, what is it that's permeating these borders? So, you know, could it be minerals that are going into Indonesia from Papua New Guinea? PNG has had a lot of tribal fights, so like a proliferation of internal conflicts. So could this be sort of arms trade coming to PNG as well? So clarity around that would be quite helpful to understand the logic behind the sort of buffer zone idea.
What's your understanding about this particular area right now, this border between Papua New Guinea and Indonesia? Is there movement throughout between the two sides, or what's your understanding of it?
My understanding is very anecdotal, right? So I can't say that I have a deep understanding of it, but I think that's the problem. Not many people do have a clear understanding of the activities that are going on, right? Because it's an area that's not readily policed, but it's also an area that's covered by deep forests as well, and it's quite rural, for not just for Papua New Guinea, but even for Indonesia as well, to be watching. So I think there's some level of, intelligence that goes by to speak of, you know, what's happening across the border, but I can't give you a really clear picture of what exactly that would be.
Now, in terms of the trilateral talks that are taking place, what do you think are the key things that all sides need to address in terms of looking ahead?
Yeah, look, I think primarily the first concern is obviously going to be what is it that Indonesia or Jakarta needs to hear to make themselves feel comfortable with the Puk-Puk Treaty that's been signed. I think both Australia and Papua New Guinea have committed fully to that, and I think getting the buy-in of its nearest neighbour, really, in this sense, is going to be quite important. So I think that should be at the top of the list. Like I mentioned earlier, I'd like to see this become a regular thing, and this hasn't really been explored in the past. But one thing that we should probably look at is how do we sort of make the three countries here form somewhat of, I guess, like a good kind of like a golden triangle. If you think about it, I think a trilateral cooperation between these three countries has the potential to add to sort of regional stability in the southern part of the Indo-Pacific theater that we've been looking at. So I think that's another key issue as well. And I don't know if it's going to come up, but I do realize from the comments that these are one of the very few times that the PNG government openly talks about West Papua as well. Now, I don't think that this is going to be a direct sort of action item from the Puk Puk Treaty, but it is interesting to note the PNG government's comments coming out talking about West Papua being an internal security issue. This position isn't surprising because Papua New Guinea has its own sort of internal secession movement, which is through what Bougainville is pushing for in terms of independence. But it's just interesting to note that the Marape government has sort of vocalized its views on West Papua.
Mm. You mentioned West Papua there. In terms of the West Papuan movements, from their perspective, looking at this idea of a buffer zone, how do you think they'd be feeling right now about this idea?
That's something that needs to be tread carefully, and the narrative sort of needs to be controlled, and the signal sent over from Papua New Guinea has to be carefully decided on. I think if it's a buffer zone where Indonesia looks after its side of the border and PNG looks after its side of the border as well, this is something that's, I think, should be amenable to both of the countries, because it just shows that, you know, we don't want any of those internal issues spilling over into PNG. That's sort of the position that seems to be taken by the PNG government. So I think just signaling that to them and, you know, not demonstrating that, oh, this is a buffer zone for us to come in and help assist with West Papua. I think it's just how they sort of manage those expectations.
And that's Oliver Nobendal, the project director of the Australia PNG Network at the Lowy Institute. He was speaking there to ABC's Evan Wasuka.